Chala Perk Beis, Mishnah Ches, 2:8. This Mishnah is a bit tricky for a couple reasons. The first reason is because it's coming to argue with a Mishnah that was said at the end of the last Perk, Mishnah 1:9. So if you've forgotten what was said a whole Perk ago, you're going to have a hard time here, but I'll remind you. Here, Rabbi Eliezer is disagreeing with the Shita that was said back in 1:9, that one may not take Chala from a tahor dough on behalf of a tamei dough. Now, why would one want to do that in the first place? So the answer is, it's sort of a bit of a benefit for the kohen without a loss to the homeowner, because let's say a person has two doughs, and let's say each dough is, for argument's sake, say 48 eggs, 48 beitzos. So we just learned a minute ago, in the previous Mishnah, that the amount that one is supposed to give from private dough was 1/24th, which means two beitzos should come from each of the two doughs. So net-net, the kohen will be 4 beitzos worth of dough, and the homeowner who had a total of 48 plus 48, which is 96 originally, gives away 4, he's left with 92. Now, he's going to be left with 92 no matter what, but the kohen who receives 4 eggs worth of dough, if half of that, if 2 of them are tamei, the kohen can't eat them. They just have to be burned in the fire. So, on the flip side, if the homeowner would give all 4 of the beitzes on behalf of both doughs from the tahor dough, so then the homeowner is still left with 92 eggs worth, and he'll eat them all. And the kohen will get 4 eggs worth, and he'll also eat them all because they'll be tahor. So everyone's a winner. So it seems like a great thing to do. You're doing everyone a favor, you're not costing yourself anything, by simply taking the challah from the tahor dough on behalf of the tamei dough in the event that you have 2 different doughs, one tahor, one tamei. The Mishnah, however, back in 1:9 said you shouldn't do that. And the reason why is because there's a separate din, halacha midoraisa, that when one takes challah, it has to be minha mukaf, which is hard to translate literally, but it means that the different doughs from which you're taking challah have to be in proximity, close to one another. Now, how close is close enough? Well, if they're the kind of doughs that you wouldn't mind if they get commingled or not, so then as long as in the same room, it's considered to be close enough. That's min ha-mukaf. But if they're the kind of doughs that you're makpid that they shouldn't get mixed up together, so then, like for example, the 2 different types of dough, one's for brownies and one's for bread, so then the 2 doughs don't combine, you can't take from one another unless not just they're in the same room, but they actually are physically touching one to the other. Now, when it comes to tahor and tamei dough, you certainly are makpid that they shouldn't commingle, because if they commingle, you'll have tumma transferring from the tamei to the tahor dough. And that being the case, you'll be careful they shouldn't touch. But they have to touch to be considered min ha-mukaf, because you're makpid that they shouldn't touch. And that being the case, it seems like it's a impossibility to effectively tie the doughs properly without tumma spreading, and therefore there's no way really to do it, and therefore Chazal said don't even try, and rather keep them, take your tahor doughs challah separate from your tamei doughs. So here Rabbi Eliezer is going to disagree. He's going to say, listen, if you're a little ingenuitive when it comes to halacha, you can figure out a way where you could indeed take the challah from the tahor dough on behalf of the tamei dough. You can give that amount to the kohen, the kohen's a winner, and you can do it min ha-mukaf, as the Torah requires, and you can do it in such a way that tumen doesn't transfer. So therefore, Eliezer says, I've got a clever solution to this problem, this is my solution, and everyone's a winner, and therefore there's no reason not to allow one to take the challah from the tahor dough on behalf of the tamei dough. In a moment, I'll present you his clever solution, but just the maskan of the Gemara, the rabbi said, the chazal said, no, we don't let that, we stick to our guns, that you cannot take the challah from tahor on behalf of tamei, and the reason why we're afraid is because, as you'll see in a moment, Rabbi Eliezer's solution, while totally halachically effective, is just, in the eyes of the Chazal, begging for trouble, and accidents will happen, and you will convey tumah to the tahor dough, which one is not allowed to be matama tevelin, and then it's no good. So therefore, the halach will be, no, don't try this at home, and they do not allow for Rabbi Eliezer's solution. However, here's Rabbi Eliezer's solution. Let me say this outside also. He's going to say, you have your 2 doughs. Remember, each one, let's say in my example, let's say is 48 eggs. One's tamei, one's tahor. So what are you going to do is you're going to take, first of all, the total amount that you need to separate, which will be 4 eggs worth, and that will be set aside from the tahor dough, and you put that aside. You haven't been koreshim. You haven't called that challah yet, but you have it challah waiting to happen. It's going to be the challah in the future. Now, you take another piece of dough, And according to the Bartanura, you'll take that dough from the tahor piece. So you'll take a small piece, less than a beitza in size, less than one egg's amount in size, and you'll separate that off from the tahor dough. And that little, we'll call that the little dough, that little dough will serve as a bridge that will connect the tahor and tamei dough. So you're going to line them up. You'll have your 48 egg tamei dough sitting on the right. Then touching it, I'll call it in the middle, is your small piece, your little piece of dough, that according to the Bartanura is tahor, less than eggs amount and size. And then, in the line connected to that bridge, you'll have your big tahor dough. It was, let's say in my example before, 48. You've pulled off four a moment ago. That will be the challah in the moment. So you've gotten that with 40, you left with the 44. You separate another, I'll call it 0.9, less than the eggs amount. Also, that will be the bridge. So you're down to, let's, for argument's sake, call it, you know, 43.1 eggs worth of dough, the tahor on the left. So you have a little train. The big tamei, the little bridge, and then the I'll call it medium-sized tahor dough. And then you're going to take your four beitzim worth of dough that's going to be challah, and you'll put it on top of the bridge. So now the bridge is connecting everything to everything. Everything is min hamukkah, everything's touching. But tuma is not transferring from the tamei dough. Now, why is it not transferring? Because the bridge in the middle is less than a beitza in size. And there's a separate rule, which is that food, which is less than a beitza in volume, cannot transfer tuma. So you've made a... It actually can become tamei. That's how the maskana would be. It can become tamei, but it can't transfer tuma onwards. And that being the case, you made this little force field, a bridge that can't convey tuma, which allows you now to have all the dough min hamukaf, all in physical contact, one to the other through the bridge, and yet tuma not transferring from the tamei to the tahor. So Rabbi Elazar says, this is perfect. Now we can do min hamukaf, we can take the requisite amount of dough, it can all remain tahor, and the kohen gets the full four beitzim, and everyone is a winner. Okay? And again, the rabbis say, don't do it because accidents could happen. Now let's see that Mishnah inside, then I'll just raise a couple nuanced issues at the end here. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar disagrees with that Mishnah back in 1:9. He says, Nitelas min ha-tahor ala tamei, one is permitted to take challah from the tahor dough on behalf of the tamei dough. Ketzad, how do you pull it off? Isa tahora v'isa tamei, you have those two doughs, one is tamei, one is tahor. Again, for argument's sake, let's call them each, for my illustration, 48 beitzas in size. Noto kadei challah me'isa shalo hurma chalasa. You take the amount of challah you need from the batch of dough which hasn't yet been tithed. So in my example here, each of the two doughs each needs to have a 24th taken, and each one needs to have two eggs taken. You have two doughs, each of two eggs, for a total of four eggs worth of dough taken from the tahor batch. V'nosen pachos mekabetza be'emtza. You put that little bridge in the middle of a piece of tahor dough that's less than a beitza in size, and that will be the bridge between the two. And then the Bartanura says you put the four you separated before on top of the bridge, so you got like an upside-down T shape, if you will. Kadesh yitol min hamukaf, and that will allow you to designate, now you can be koreshem, designate the four beitzas on top of the bridge as the challah, and everything's min hamukaf, everything is sufficiently proximate, everything's close to one another, and everything's touching, so everything is perfect, no problem. But b'chacham osrim, the chacham say, no, you can't do that, you shouldn't do that, and you may not do that, because accidents happen, and sooner or later, somebody somewhere will be metama their challah inadvertently, and that's no good. Okay, so that's the Mishnah, that's the end of the story. Just two important side points. The first is the question, why are we separating the bridge component from the tahor dough? It's a little strange, because that bridge component is going to become tummy. If it's less than a beitza, it can't transfer tumah, but it can receive tumah. And that being the case, you are at least inviting the problem of intentionally being matama a bit of tevel, which you don't want to do. So that's curious. And that's how the Bartanura nevertheless sets it up. But the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says the piece that you take as the bridge should be from the tamei dough. It's not perfectly clear why the Bartanura doesn't like that, but it may well be because he considers, and the Rosh Hashanah that he's following consider, that if you detach the tummy piece and then reattach it to the tummy piece, it would be as if it's just one dough all over again, not two separate doughs. The bridge loses its identity. That's a possibility. In any case, so the Rambam disagrees with how I described it, but I explain like the Bartanura as I always do. The second curiosity, to which, to be frank, I don't have an answer, and if you do, please shoot me a message, is that it's not perfectly clear to me at all why we have to physically separate those four, the future challah, those 4 ounces, the 4 beitzes out, and call that, you know, put it on top of the bridge to make that sort of upside down T, and then declare that 4 to be dafka, that 4 to be the challah. It's not clear to me why you couldn't just leave, you know, take, after you declare it, take 4, you know, identify 4 beitzes from the one side of the tahor dough. So I don't know the answer to that question, but I seem to be having the fortune to speak it out, and that is the way it's done. Good. The halacha, I should speak out also, is like the chachamim. There is some confusion between the Rambam and Perish Mishnayos, but anyways, halacha lemaisa, ostensibly, it's going to be like the chachamim, that one may not take tuma, challah from Tahor on behalf of Tameh.